Okay, today's daf is Maisras daf Lamed Zayin, the last daf here in the fourth parak of Maisras, and we are on Lamed Vav Mabez. We're talking about Machshavas about certain types of foods that have various edible parts, some more edible than others. The most obvious edible is what's naturally automatic, Chayiv and Maisras, but if I have in mind to eat some of the secondary medium edible items, so then my machshava could give it some significance. And some of these things could change in the middle. And we mentioned on yesterday's daf that sometimes just you can't change. If I think one thing and then in the middle I change my mind, I think something else, that might not be able to correct or to be oker. But if I do a maisa to be oker a previous machshava, so then that would work. And we have that parallel as well. Remember in even Mishnayos and Maseches Kelim about Gemar Malacha. We know the halacha is that a kli is only mekabel tuma after Gemar Malacha. So if I decide to have a material and have it, keep it as a carpet, right? It's just flat, I'll keep it as a carpet, and I'm the owner, that's Gemar Malacha. What if I then decide, you know what, I want to make this into a jacket? I want to make this into some other type of item that all of a sudden is not Gemar Malacha. So I might not be able to change that out of not Gemar Malacha anymore until you do a maisa. If you cut it, if you start doing it, so then, but again, so maisa often is not motzi midei maisa, but machshava is motzi midei maisa. So that is one area, kedushin. That is one area where it comes up. Remember the Mishnayos talk about there, what about a ganav or a gazlan? Right, it has to be the owner's machshava. It would be the owner's machshava. So to here, we spoke about what if it's somebody else plans for it's enu shelo. So again, machshava motzi midei machshava and machshava motzi midei maisa. That is one area where it comes up. The Gemara also talks about this in Kiddushin on daf nuntes, where by getting married. The Gemara there quotes the Mishnah that I just referred to, right? The Mishnah in Kalim. Kol HaKalim Yoredin Lidei Tumasim B'machshava Ve'in Olin Lidei Tumasim Ela B'Shini Maisa. Right? They're Yored. They get the status of Gemar Malacha with Machshava, but to change that, you need a Shini Maisa. Maisa Motzi Midei Maisa U'miyad Machshava. Machshava Eino Motzi Lo Midei Maisa V'lo Midei Machshava. Right? And that's the rule. The Gemara there relates this to the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish that is discussed there. What happens if lo ba acher v'kitcha v'chazra b'mahu? What if somebody is makadesh with a delay and nobody else is somebody, if a person gets married la acher certain amount of la acher shloshim yom and somebody gets married in the middle, so that if it was me'achshav then they're not married, but if it's not me'achshav then the person can get married in between. But what if the she said la acher lamed, he gave her the marriage, gave her the kiddushin la acher lamed, and then before 30 days they're chozer bo. Could they be chozerbo if the maisa was already done? Right, betoch shloshim amra efshi bahen. Right, so that's the Rabbi Yochanan amra chozeres ati dibur mevatel dibur. It's dibur and dibur, maybe you can. Reish Lakish amra ina chozeres lo ati dibur mevatel dibur. You need a maisa. So there also the Gemara discusses this idea of dibur uprooting maisa. That's Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara goes into that sugya. So where do we need machshava to accomplish something, to achieve a status? So you have it by Gemar Malacha, by Kalim, and you have it by Gemar Malacha here, or not just Gemar Malacha, but designating what a vegetable is for Maestros. Right? And that's what's discussed here. By the way, the whole discussion here is all about Yerakos, right, which is for sure Durabanan. So for Durabanan, we keep that in mind. Even the Rambam, who says that all fruit are Doraisa, unlike the other Rishonim that say only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar, but the vegetables are for sure Durabanan. So a lot of what we're discussing, not a lot, some of the cases that we're discussing might be vegetables. If they're kitnios, that might not be included in Yerakos for the Rambam. But that is some of the background to remember. Okay, so we're on the first wide line. Lamed Vavma Beis Bikot Abraisa. So we're talking about different types of items, the sheves and the tzlaf, And here I think we're still talking about the kuzbar, according to a number of the mefarshim. Zara lazera, if I planted lazera, which is the usual for this item, so misaseres l'sha'avar. So now we're getting into which year. So it's misaseres l'sha'avar for the previous year. Why? Because it's considered kitnios. And if we had way back when, back in earlier mesechtes, that kitnios go by when they take root. When they take root, and therefore it goes by hashrasha. So the ikar of this item is like a legume, because you're interested in the seeds, and therefore it goes by the previous year. The previous year is a Meiser Sheni year, Meiser Oni year, whatever it might be. Zara liyarek, if I plant it in order for the leaves, so then misaseres laba, so then it goes by the following year. Why? Because the leaves is like makes it into a vegetable, and if you remember, yarakos go by lakita. Yarakos, the vegetable year, always goes by when they are picked. Remember, that comes up during Shemitah. That's the issue of svichen. When something is picked, it has kedusha shvius, and the difference between Yerakos and Peros in that regard, in terms of determining Kedushas Shvias. Remember, Esrog was a little tricky. Esrog, we give the elements, some elements of a Yerak and some elements of a Pri, because it has some aspects that, in terms of irrigation, and the Gemara says which water it uses, the year before water, so Esrog is in the middle. But this is the chilek, if you remember, from Yerakos and Kitnios. Zara la zera uli yarek, osha zara la zera v'yacharka chishev alav yarek. What about both? What if I'm thinking both, right? Either together or one after another. Ma'aser mizara al yarka, miyarka al zara. Oh, so then, it's considered one unit, and therefore I could do one for the other. One for the other. Why the Rav Chaim Vievsky? De min echad hu. It's considered one min. V'lo amrinan beiz minim heim. And, you know, we don't say it's two minim. But now, but what year do you do? You could do, if you could be Yarka, I could take off seeds and have in mind leaves. You can't do oranges for apples. And so even though these are different items of one fruit, and you might say, well, leaves are leaves and seeds are seeds. But if you have in mind both of them, it's considered one item, and therefore you can be ma'aser from one to the other. As long as, now we have two limitations, v'shaliki mimena l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. As long as the harvesting was done before Rosh Hashanah. So then it all goes by that previous year. Avalam liki mimena l'acha Rosh Hashanah, but if it's, you harvested it after Rosh Hashanah, so then you can't say they go together. Because, remember, both have significance, but one's more of like a seed is like a kitnios, and the leaves are like a vegetable. So, el zara misaser lishavar yakim misaser bishas lekitaso isuro. So then you have it in the middle if it was split. And another limit, ukshehevi shlish levnei Rosh Hashanah. And this is also, as long as it grew till the level of third, before Rosh Hashanah, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta. If nothing grew till a third, until afterwards, then for sure, even the Zera goes by the following year, right? Because it didn't reach any type of maturation beforehand, and therefore it would go to by Shana Haba. So again, that gets us through some type of machshavos when it comes to kuzbar. The kuzbar, the first item mentioned in the Mishnah. The second item mentioned in the Mishnah is sheves. Is Sheves. That was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, Sheves is automatically misaseres zera and yerek and zirim. That the deal has all different types of edible. And even if you want to say one thing is more common, but all three you have to be misaser. And the Chachamim say back to that, no. There's only two items that zera and yerek, that the seeds and the leaves are automatically subject to maaseres. That's only by shechlaim and gargir, right? Not by anything else. So it seems to be a machlokas about sheves, says the Gemara. Tani sheves shezara lezera misaseres lezera veinu misaseres yerek. If you have a sheves that was explicitly planted just for the zera, it's only misara zera, right? It sounds like against Rabbi Eliezer. Zara liyarek misaseres zera viyarek. If you have both in mind, if you have yarek in mind, then it's misaser even the zera, because yarek zera is more edible. Veina misaseres zirin, but zirin is the least commonly eaten, the stalks. Zara lezirin, or the stems. Zara lezirin, misazera zera, v'yerek v'zirin. If you focus on the less common, we just say that's now more inclusive. It's not instead of, it's more inclusive, and therefore you have to take off meiser from everything. Says the Gemara, but how do you understand the Shita in the Mishnah of the Chachamim? Ein lecha misaser zera v'yerek ela shechlayim v'gargir b'levad. Only those are the only ones that zera and yerek. Sounds like from the Mishnah that even if you had kavana, even if you had kavana for the yerek, it's still not going to be subject to ma'isrus. So Gemara says, no, we didn't mean that. The Mishnah doesn't mean that. Keni mastisa ein lecha davar shezaro lezera misaser zera v'yerek ela shechlayim v'gargir b'levad. The only time you have something that was had, you only had zera in mind. Right? And that automatically has Zera and Yerek and Shechlayim and Gargir. But of course, if you had Yerek in mind, if you had the leaves in mind, that's going to be included. Right? Outside of just Shechlayim and Gargir. So again, don't think that the Mishnah is saying that even if you have a certain part of the item in mind, it's not going to be subject to Maisers. It is. This is just talking about what's automatically. Again, that's what the Mordechai Kadievsky says. Masnisa ein l'chadavar chachamim hachi kamri. This is what the chachamim are trying to tell you. Ein l'chadavar shezera lezera bilachud umisaser yerek. When do you have A in mind and B is also included? Elagargir v'shechlayim ha'im zara liyerek o lezirin pshita demisaser as yerek v'zirin. That's obvious. Umishum der belazer to poligalaya b'masnisan iu sphere le dafilu zara lezera misaser as yerek v'zirin. Right, Rebbe Lazar was just said that this Shevitz is automatically includes these other items. Chacham say, no, it doesn't include it automatically. V'alav asu chachamim lefuge. Interesting that the Gemara here doesn't mention cases of, comparing this to what we said earlier, like it goes by different people, right? I mean, it's the same yisod. Whatever your machshava is, could determine. Remember we said before, in terms of your machshava determining what's an achilas kevas, this is going back a stage. Your machshava could determine what's called a fruit or a vegetable in terms of maisos, what's called part of the food, the ochel, in terms of maisos. Remember, what's the first mishnah in this masechta? The first Mishnah says, Klal Gadol, not Klal Gadol, I take it back. Klal Amru, right? The Gemara says it's not Klal Gadol, right? Klal Amru B'maisrus. Koshu Ochel V'Nishmar V'Gidula Minaretz. So the second and third are automatic. That you don't choose. Nishmar, it's either Nishmar or not. It's either Hefker or not. And Gidula Minaretz is it grows from the ground. Those two are objective. But what we're talking about here is Ochel is the first one. What's called Ochel? I get to determine what the ochel is. That's the yesod of all of these examples. If I have machshava for an ochel, so then for parts of it, that makes it ochel. In terms of hilchos, maisrus. Even if the Levi would want to eat it, right? And he eats the leaves, but I'm the Yisrael and I only eat the seeds. So Levi's like, yeah, can I have some of those leaves? You're like, I didn't really have them in mind. I don't have to give maisrus from there because, So we said, if you have three harvests and you eat them in three harvests, then maybe your machshava has just been undone. That's what we said in the modios yesterday's daf. Okay, so we continue. Rabban Gamliel Omer v'chulu. So next in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says. So just thought just a continuation of a little bit from yesterday's shir. Yesterday we spoke about Rav and Rebbe a little bit, titles, because there was a question about the Girsa of one of the Rebbe's, it was Rav Imi or just Imi. So we spoke about the significance of titles. So I said, today there's going to be a third title, and that's here, Rabban. Rabban is usually reserved for the Nasi, the Nisiya Sanhedrin, who is from Rabbi Gamliel's family, who is from David HaMelech's family, right? That's Rabban. That's reserved for their family, and that's what we have here. We have Rabban Gamliel. There is an exception. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is called Rabban. He's not in the family, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but because of the kavod that they held Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai being the leader, so that's why they gave him the title of Rabban. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He made the 9 takanas, Zechel HaMikdash. He was such a important, significant leader at the time of the Churban. Right, he went out of the walls, carried out, pretending that he was dead, and he went and talked to Vespasian. So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was zocha to that title, even though he was not in the family. I mentioned a beautiful thought in Maseches Sukkah. Sukkah Chav Ches, the Gemara talks about the Talmidim, the 80 Talmidim of Hillel. Tana Rabbanan, Shmonim Talmidim, this is in the Sukkah in the Bavli, Dav Chav Ches. Shmona Talmidim Ayilol Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. Shloshim Mehem Re'uyim Shetishra Aleim Shechina. 30 of them, they're unbelievable. The Shechina should have rested upon them. K'moshe Rabbeinu. Like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Zocha. Right? That Shechina. Shloshim Mehem Re'uyim Shetam Aleim Chamak Yeshua Benun. And 30 of them were Ro'i that the sun should stop. like Yeshua ben Nun, Shemesh begivon dom. Esrim beinonim, and then you have the 20 medium, right? So what does that mean? Prasha is the third category. So we're going in order. The Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Yeshua, and then beinonim. Gadol shebekulan, Rabbi Yonas ben Uziel. The greatest of those medium, beinonim, I want to call it beinoni. But I want to call it medium, whatever Beinoni means. Rava says in Brachas that he's a Beinoni, right? And the Balatanya is the Sefer of Beinonim. So whatever Beinonim means. The greatest, Yonatan ben Uziel, Katan Shebekulan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the Katan Pashas of all 80. Amar Allah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and then the Gemara lists off, what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai know? And what did he do? Which is scary because he's the Katan Shepakulan. And this is what he knew. Shlohi Niach Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halachas Agados Dikduke Torah Dikduke Sofrim Kalan Chamurim Everything. Gzeir Shavas Tkufos Gematrius Sichas Malachay Asharis. He could talk to the angels. He understood the talking of the angels. Sichas Shedim Sichas Tekalim. He understood when the trees waved in the wind what type of praise that was saying about Hashem. Mishalas Kovsim Mishalas Shualim, all the mushals of the launderers. Davar Gadol, Davar Katan, Maisa Merkava, Havayi Zavayi, he knew everything. So I think I heard B'Shem Rav Gifter that he was the Katan Shebekulan. And he knew everything. Who was the Gadol Ador? Who were the other 80? Who were the other, 78? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Gadol Ador. Right? So even though Yonatan ben Uziel was the greatest of those Beinonim. And in Lechara, the other 60 were even greater than that. So Rabbi Yochanan, so I was in the Katan Shebekulan. He was the Katan Shebekulan, and yet he became the Gadol Ador. Right? How is that? How do we understand that? So he explained, or if not, someone else explained, that you can know a lot of Torah, and it's amazing to know a lot of Torah, but to be able to transmit it, that's the Gabbos. Right? They're able to transmit it. There are many people that know a lot of Torah that are not able to transmit it. And the opposite. There are many people that don't know as much Torah, but they're great transmitters. Whatever they know. And they package it. Right, Rav Schachter likes to say, there's hiddur mitzvah in Talmud, in teaching Torah also. Making it beautiful and packaging it nice and a nice, organization orally and giving out, mar makomos, whatever makes a shir beautiful. You know, that's Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, his godless, was not that he was, just what he knew, but that he was able to take what he knew and give it over and transmit it and be that leader. Right? And that's maybe part of why also he was zocha to Rabban. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was zocha to that title. The Gemara ends off, just because it's open, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel, the greatest of these 20, right, when he used to learn, birds used to burn up above him. Birds used to burn up right where he was learning. Miyah Nisraf. Right, Tosis and Machlokas Rashi Tosis, why'd they burn up? Why'd they burn up? So Rashi says, why'd they burn up? Shahayu Malachai Ashareis Miskabsin Sevivav Lishmo Divrei Torah Mipiv. Because the Malachim used to listen to his Torah. And if they came to listen to his Torah, so like the Malachim are made of fire, whatever that means, so either they used to, the birds used to burn up. Tosfos says, no, because it was like Har Sinai. And there was fire at Har Sinai. Shadvarim Smechim Kinesinasam Besinai. Shenitna Torah Ba'esh. Ukinyin zeh matinum b'medrash b'uda d'rebalazar for b'yeshua shem yisubim b'suda v'liata haro ha'eis vivam. So some ask, if this was at what Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel, fire used to burn up above him. So what about the Rebbe? What about Hillel himself? But Hillel himself, did he have, his godless, but he didn't have fire. Fire was hidden, right? That was his godless. And how was that greater? But again, that was a little bit about Rabban. Okay, let's get to you. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So Rabbi Gamliel is the next in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel talks about these items of Tiltan, Chardal, and Pol, and he says everything, even the buds, right? Tomorrow shall Tiltan. The buds are Chayiv in Meiser. That's what, and Rabbi Gamliel says that, but Pashtas, there's a Chachamim out there that argue. They're not mentioned in the Mishnah. But we assume there's a Deah HaCholekes. So that's what the Gemara says. Ma pligin, what's the machlokes? What's the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the unnamed rabbis, the Chachamim, b'shezara lezera? It must be the machlokes is, if it was planted for seeds, that's where Rabbi Gamliel says, oh, I think the buds are normally eaten, and they're edible enough so that they would also be included. That's what this is a machlokes, if zara lezera. Avalim zara liyerek, but if you planted them for the leaves, and the leaves are even less edible than the buds. And therefore, af Rabbanan modi. It must be, then there wouldn't be a machlokas. Even the Rabbanan wouldn't be modi that the tomorrows, the buds would be included. Again, so the machlokes, again, the chachamim that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, the machlokes is only in a regular case where you planted it for the seeds. So then the buds aren't included, they hold, and the leaves aren't included. But if he had a kavanah for the leaves, which is the third, so to speak, on the totem pole, third on the list, so then the tamaris would be included. Vitani kein, and we think this is even alluded to in the following braisa. Vitani kein, nahigin be beis nayin, it's the name of a place. The minag was in beis nayin, be yarko beheter. That the yerek, the leaves were always mutter. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. The leaves are always mutter. So what case must that be talking about? If the leaves are always mutter, like what's the chiddush? Obviously, if you didn't have the leaves in mind, then there's no chiddush. So lo amar el divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So first of all, it's only the Braisa emphasizes that this is only Rebbe Eliezer shita. Hadivrei akol chayev, and everybody else, including the chachamim, must say chayev in this case. And the case must be talking about you had leaves in mind. If you didn't have leaves in mind, then there's many shitas that say that the leaves wouldn't be subject to maestros. If the Braisa is making a focus and emphasizing that it's only Rebbe Eliezer that would say that the leaves are not subject to maestros, it must be talking about a case where you had the leaves in mind, and even if you have the leaves in mind, it doesn't give it a shem ochel. It doesn't give it a shem ochel. Not enough of shem ochel. If I have something to kavana to eat something that's totally not edible, part of the, I don't know, I plant something and I have in mind to eat some of the bark of the tree, which is totally inedible. Oh, that doesn't make it. Oh, doesn't give it a shem ochel. Shem ochel has to be something potentially ochel. So Rabbi Lazar would say he doesn't consider these leaves ochel in that regard. Fine. Tani, what about the following brisa? Hapul vasaorin vahatilton, right? Beans and barley and fenugreek shazaron lizyerek butla daito. Wow. So the brisa says even if you have vegetable leaves in mind. Baladaito, like we were saying earlier, sometimes it's objective and it doesn't matter what you're thinking. Baladaito, and therefore Zaran Chayav Yerkan Pater. The Vezer Pater, question mark. Didn't we just say that according to the Rabbana and according to Rebbe Gamliel, you know, everybody except Rebbe Eliezer, if you have in mind leaves, then the leaves are going to be subject to Maestros. So the Gemara answers, yeah. I'm Rebbe Yermia, Odi or Rebbe Eliezer. That price is Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Right? That could be Rebbe Eliezer Shita who says, even if you have leaves in mind, they're not going to be subject to Maestros, but non-Rebbe Eliezer, everyone else, will say otherwise. So Orin is on this list, the barley. Barley, generally, as we know, is called Machol Behema. Almost all Karbanos Mincha come from wheat flour. Wheat flour, not barley flour. Barley flour are very few. Right? Barley flour is the Karbana Omer. Comes from barley flour for a specific reason, because we wanted it comes from the new Sa'orin and wanted to be Matir the Chadash in Gvulin. The Shtei Alechem, which is brought from wheat flour, like normal Karbanis Mincha, even though it's different in that it's Chametz, right? It's not Matzah, but that's wheat flour, so that's on Shavuos, that's Matir the Chadash in the Mikdash. So that's the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem. But there is one carbon mincha that is made out of sa'orim, and that's of course the carbon of sota. Carbon of sota, a special din. It's said that one has to bring sa'orin, and Chazal says based on the idea of machal behema, that if a woman was involved in some type of behema activity, so then her carbon has to be machal behema. And there's even two isurei daraisas, two of the 613, two of the 365. The iser of adding shemen to a carbon of sota, and the iser of adding lavona to a carbon of sota. The chinuch counts that. Shin samavav, shin samach zayin. As a pure sa'orim. Nothing added on to make it more mehudar. That's two separate mitzvahs, losa say, that we have. That's for the sa'orim. Interesting, I think I mentioned in the past the thought of the Maharal in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, in the Sefer on Pirkei Avos, where he says that we know. He says that on the Mishnah of Torah Avodah Milcha Hasadim, where he says that we know there are the big three Averis, learned out from Psukim and Svara in Maseches Psachim and Sanhedrin, the big three, Avodah Zorah, Gilei Raya, Shvi Chasdamim. Why is it hashkafically, why those big three? Besides the fact that we have Limudim and Drashas. Is there a reason that those big three are the big three and there's no others, that there's a Dea, that Abba Gezel, but why those three? So explains the Maharal, because those three are exactly parallel and the opposite of the three pillars that the world stands on. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And because of that, if I violate, then I'm undermining the pillars of the world, and for the world shouldn't exist, and therefore, one has to give their life for those three. Two out of three are pretty straightforward, says the Maharal. Right? The Gemilas Chasadim and murder. And Avodah and Avodah Zarah. Those two go together. How do the last two, Torah and Gili Arayis? So I think this fits into what the Maharal says. Gili Arayis is the most animalistic, mundane, physical, gashmi, earthly activity. And learning Torah is the most godly, heavenly, angelic, uplifting, inspiring activity that a human being could be involved in. Right? So that's how they're opposite, says the Maharal. But again, based on that, right, the Sota Machal Behema, right? That reflects this Maharal's idea that the act that she potentially was involved in, Gilei Arayis, is related to animals. Right? Animals mate without thinking about it too much. So that is Sa'orin. The Karbana Omer, which is also from Sa'orin, that's for a different reason. That's not nothing to do with, I mean, maybe hashkafically some Bali Musar say it's also because at the beginning of Sfiras Omer, we're on the level of animals, and we want to get to the level of people, so that's why we bring a Karban of Sa'orin to start Sfiras Omer, and then we go to Chitim, which is Machal Adam. But again, that Karban itself, I don't have time to go into it too much. Rav Zsolti has a beautiful article about this in the Mishnas Yavetz. Interesting. We know this from davening. We daven Musaf on Pesach. We don't mention the Karbana Omer in Musaf. Why not? We daven. We mention all the Karbanas Musafin. Why don't we mention that? Right. Let's give another question. He asked an amazing kasha. Right. We know the Gemara talks about when you say Hallel. What are the requirements for Hallel? So, why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? Because it's not a Moed. Why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Lo Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha. Why don't you say Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach? Right? Only the first day. What's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? So the Gemara says Sukkot has a different carbon every day. Pesach does not. Pesach has the same carbon after, right, as the first day. So therefore, you don't say a separate Hallel. It's interesting. The Gemara does not say that Chol HaMoed is an ikdish basiyas malacha. It sounds like from the Gemara, this was Reb Chaim's diuk, that Chol HaMoed does have an isser malacha, inherently. It just has some heterim. Right? But there is an isser malacha on Chol HaMoed. And that, for that reason, you would say full halal. Right? On Sukkot, you say full halal every day of Chol HaMoed. What do you mean? Lo ikdish basiyas malacha. It is. And that's why Reb Chaim thought that Gemara was a beferish Gemara, that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Because ikdish basiyas malacha. So he was convinced as a din vadai. Right, Rav Salvechik quoted that he asked his father, he's like, not even Misham Safek, briskers are usually machmer, just the Misham Safek. He says, it's not even a Safek. Chaim thought that this was a din vadai for based on that Gemara. But the Gemara says there that Pesach, you don't have separate karbanas. 1 second, what about the karbana Omer on the second day of Pesach? You should at least say Hallel on the second day of Pesach. Right, fine, the first day of Pesach has its own karban, the same as everybody else. But the second day, it must be, says Rav Zsolti, that the karbana Omer is not a Pesach karban. It's just a 16th day of Nisan Karban, which happens to be Pesach. But it's not a Karban like that. And that's why, if you look also in the Rambam, when the Rambam says that you split up evenly between all the Mishmaros, all the Karbanas of the Yontif, you split them up evenly. But he doesn't mention that you split up the Karban of Omer evenly. Because that's not a Karban of the Chag. That's a Karban that happens to be on the 16th day of Pesach. And that's why it's not considered, Hallel, you know, that inherently is not connected to Pesach with the Ikdish Basiyas Malacha, and that's why it's not mentioned by the Rambam, and that's why we don't mention it in Musafin, because it's not the regular Karban Musaf of Pesach. It happens to be on the 16th day, but that's not what for us to mention in our davening. Okay, but there's a lot more there in the Mishnas Yavetz, if you want to look in Simen Chaf Hei in the Mishnas Yavetz on Aruch Hayim. We continue. Reb Elezer Omer Hatzlaf. Now we get to the Tzlaf. The Tzlaf was the caper bush, which has, if you remember, Reb Elezer says, it has all three. It has buds and berries and husks. Reb Elezer says they're all edible and chayev and maestros. And Reb Akiva says, no, only the berries. Akiva says only the berries. Shmuel Amar, Kafris Aser Mishum Klifin. Right? According to Reb Akiva, Shmuel is talking. According to Reb Elezer, they're all called fruit. So they're all chayev and arla. The buds and the husks and the fruit. But Shmuel is saying, even Rabbi Akiva, who says only the berries are chayiv and maisrus, he would agree that the husks that go around the berries are also chayiv and arla. Because arla not only is pre-chayiv and arla, but also what's called a shomer lepri, or an external part of the pri That's the klaf, the klifin of the pri. That's also chayiv in arla. V'tani kein, and we also have a brisa. V'aratam arla so es piryo. Davar shu orel es piryo. The thing that goes around, that encloses the pri, is also chayiv in arla. Right, and that's why even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says it's not chayiv in maestros, would say it's chayiv in arla. The Gemara in Brachas and the Bavli has a different makar for it's es larabos. Where I would say es larabos, not orel, the drasha of orel, a different drasha source for this. Rav mafakin lidlin debay rav. Rav told the people of the debay rav. I'm sorry, mafakin ilin debay rav asi. Right, that should be like rav asi. Rav huna hamnuna. Something that means also Rav Hamnuna, Mefakin Lechavraya, these rabbis told their colleagues, Tevun Mefakin L'Nesheichon, tell your wives, Kad Hinun Kavshin Hada Kafraisa, when they pickle these Kafrisin, when they pickle these caper berries, Tevun Merimin Elein Bitisa, make sure you take out the berries, because they have Arla status, meaning not against Shmuel. That's how the Mefarshim read this Gemara. The on the outside, the husks do not have status of Arla, only the berries against Shmuel. So Gemara says, why? Amar Abiba, Azri Reb Zeira, Kala Klif and Gedelas and Mapri. You know what's called, what Arla includes? If you have a fruit that's totally encased in an outside, like a peel, that for sure has Klusha's Arla, because it totally encloses it. But Vizepri, but by these caper berries, what we're talking about here, these kafrisin, they don't enclose it totally. Vizepri milamalan, v'klif milamatan. It doesn't totally enclose it, and therefore it doesn't have status of arla. It doesn't have the status of arla, only the berries. That's what these rabbis say, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Mara Folda here and others, based on the Rishonim in Bracha, say, maybe this is only in Chutz La'aretz. These rabbis were in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, maybe it would be Machmir. Because maybe this is just based on the principle that's mentioned there in Brachas, called Meko Ba'aretz Halacha Kamosa B'chutz La'aretz. But maybe in Eretz Yisrael would be Machmir, but again, the Rambam is Meko even in Eretz Yisrael, so maybe not. A little bit more, one more line. Another Brisa, now according to Rebbe Lazar, who says they're all included. Hakafris Hatzmiris Min Echadheim. They're all called one min, the buds and the husks and the berries. They're all called one min, and therefore, Ma'aser Mikafris Alatamaras and Atzmiris Alakafris. It's all one min. Be maser from one on the other. Avalo mehen al ha'evyonos umin ha'evyonos alehen. But not the berries. The kafras and the tmiras, the buds and the husks, that's called one min, but not the berries. But not the berries, to be maser one on the other. And the mefarshimir say, maybe also, the rasilio says, maybe perilchas brachas too. The berries are ha'eitz, and the rest of the things will be ha'adama. Evyonos, you know what? Let's stop by Evyonos because we're running out of time. Evyonos will pick up next time. We finish the fourth parak and get into the fifth.